In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. My dear friends in Christ, today I look at the gospel, a few words of our Lord here, and tie this in with Our Lady, this being Mother's Day. My dear friends, our Lord says here in the gospel, remain in my love. What that means is live your life in me. Live in a state of sanctifying grace. Don't let sin dominate your life, for that will separate you from my love. The Lord right away gives an explanation after he says this, and he says, remain in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love. My dear friends, the church teaches that the Blessed Virgin Mary, that she is the mediatrix of all grace. It's very difficult in today's world, how just so anti-Christian, to live that life faithful to Christ day in and day out. But for those who have a devotion to Our Lady, many graces are available, because what we're doing is imitating our Lord Jesus Christ. And we've been blessed down through the centuries. There's been all these different Marian apparitions, which the church has looked in and approved a number of them. When Our Lady appeared in Guadalupe, when Our Lady appeared in Akita, Japan in 1973, Our Lady appeared in Lourdes, when she appeared in Knox, when she appeared in this day, May 13th, 1917, in Fatima, to the three shepherd children. And I have a book in my hands about the apparitions of Our Lady at Cabejo that took place in Africa when Our Lady appeared there in the 1980s. And this was approved by the church in the year 2001. So what I'd like to do is just share with you some words from our Mother, the Mother Jesus, but our Mother by virtue of our baptism, our Mother who loves us beyond what we can imagine. And many times we don't give her due attention and due love that she deserves. Now, here's just a few words. So, when Our Lady appeared in Cabejo, she appeared to several children, and they were just so blown away. They said, imagine how much your mom loves you. Then multiply that by a million times to give you a little bit of an idea of the love that the Blessed Mother has. She doesn't want us to think of her as a strict teacher, but as a mom who really loves us. Really loves. The Lady loves us even a million times more than that. She loves all. She wants all of us to love her. Now, she wants us to be in heaven with her Son. And she does all these different things to intercede for us. And every time that Our Lady appears, she asks something, one simple thing from us. Pray the Holy Rosary. Because when you pray the Rosary, we're meditating on the life of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ through the eyes of Mary and with Mary. And so Our Lady tells the children, above all, you have to pray. And this is what she says. She says, you have to pray properly. So hear her words. My children, there are many who want to pray and who try to pray but don't know how to pray. You must ask for the strength and knowledge to understand what is expected of you. My love goes out to all of you. For there are many here who want to reach the road to heaven, but do not have the strength or the knowledge to ask for God's help. So my dear children, listen to my words, for I will teach you how to pray from the bottom of your hearts. So Our Lady tells us first, pray from the bottom of your hearts and how to do it. First, you must begin your prayers by offering God all that you conceal in your soul. We have to remember, God sees all things. He wants us to be open and honest. Any true loving relationship, there's trust and there's openness. God sees your every action. He knows your every thought. You can hide nothing from Him, but you must tell Him yourself. You must be willing and strong enough to confess all your transgressions of mind, body, and spirit to Him. Hold back nothing. Admit all of your deeds and thoughts. Then, you must ask God's forgiveness from the bottom of your heart. Well, that's how we start off Mass. We come in the spirit of humility. We pause for a moment, call to mind our sins. We open with the Lord all of our sins in a short period of time. And just saying, Lord, I need help. Rest assured, if you confess and seek forgiveness sincerely, He will forgive you. We are so blessed, my brothers and sisters in Christ, to have the sacrament of confession. You know, the Protestants and the others, they don't have the sacrament. They don't have the assurance that their sins are forgiven. It's just based on a feeling. We know by the sacrament that Christ gave us, when we hear those words in the confessional, I absolve you from your sins are forgiven. But those are the words of Christ and his church, spoken with that authority, that the sins are forgiven. So she said, rest assured that if you confess and seek forgiveness sincerely, he will forgive you. Begin this way in your prayer. Sins then will not distract you from praying sincerely. Okay? And then our Lord, I'm skipping some things, then the blessed mother says, then my children, you too must offer forgiveness by asking God to forgive all those who trespass against you. Our Lord's prayer. Our Lady's just reiterating that. That God forgives us the way that we forgive those who hurt us. And all of us here have to exercise that. Maybe you were treated badly by a grade school teacher, a high school teacher, maybe a boss at some time, some place in your life. You have to let go of that. If you hold on to that, it becomes a cancer. And then you ask God to bless the person you've forgiven. Then, pray for spiritual and physical welfare. Not just for yourselves, but for your relatives, for your brothers and sisters, that God may bless them. Then we give thanks. So we go through forgiveness. We ask God for power to forgive those. We pray for our family and friend. Then we thank God. We thank Him. Most important, our ladies, is you must ask God for the strength you need to do His will. Many times when we go to prayer, we're trying to change God's will to conform to ours. That's not the way it works. We go to prayer, and we're to pray to have strength that our will then may be conformed to God's will. Ask for the strength not to stray from His light. Pray for the courage and wisdom to walk only the road leading to heaven. And never forget, my children, pray for the strength to be humble. Our Lady has said that in many of her apparitions, since Faustina's diary. Pray for humility. Many times we could have that lone ranger attitude, I don't need anybody. But guess what? All of us here have a belly button, don't we? We're all dependent on someone. Did anyone here in this church, did anyone here will yourself into existence? No. We're dependent on others. And the whole foundations of the world are dependent on God. So pray to be humble. Your prayers have no meaning if they don't come from the depths of your heart. Have you ever had this experience? I read this a number of years ago in a spiritual book and reflected on it. It's so true. Have you ever had this experience when you go to prayer, and then after prayer you wonder, did I really pray? Did I really pray? Sometimes we've had the experience, we just move our lips, but nothing's happening with the heart or the will. She says, your prayers have no meaning if they do not come from the depths of your heart. You cannot open your heart to the Lord without humility. I love you, my children. When you lack strength, pray, ask for my help. Pray for my intercession. I will strengthen you and bring you to my Son, to the Father, through prayer. It's so vitally important. Now, my friends, when Our Lady appeared on this day, May 13, 1917, to three children of Fatima, she would appear several more times there in that year. And she showed them something, a scary thing that I think of from time to time. She actually gave them the vision of hell. This is nearly 100 years ago. And the children made a stunning comment. The souls descending into hell were so numerous, they were like snowflakes. When a person ends their life, if they're not remaining in God's love, if they're not in a state of sanctifying grace, there's only one place they can go. That's where Our Lady, since 1917 and now, she's appearing in so many different places, urging us, her children, to get their lives set in order. Maybe our lives would be okay, but how many relatives and friends have fallen away? I was blown away this past week, stunned, and just flabbergasted, actually, when the president came out and supported same-sex marriages. My one thought was, haven't you ever heard of Sodom and Gomorrah? This is all through the scriptures. That's directly contrary to the holy will of God. And I was thinking, how many young people growing up with the media, with the CNTV, now the president saying that, thinks, oh yeah, that's the ultimate lifestyle. It's totally contrary to the holy will of God from the beginning of the scriptures to the end. So how many people fall into that darkness? Now here's the thing. If someone is praying the rosary every day, if they're having recourse to Our Lady, she who's the mediatrix of all grace, she will obtain for that soul enough grace and life so they can find that narrow road
that leads to the kingdom of heaven. And what us, we're trying to love the Lord, we're here in the Lord's house today. We can never be presumptuous that heaven is ours. We have to pray for the gift of perseverance. That's why Our Lady says, pick up the rosary. Pick up, meditate on the life of my son, so you may know, better know how to live your life. And do it through my eyes, with my assistance. You have troubles, you have crosses. Meditate on my son's passion, all the sufferings he went through. You have joys in your life. United with the joy of my son, we think of the joyful mysteries. When you start giving into despair, think of the things in the future, that of heaven, and pray the glorious mystery, the resurrection and the ascension. So my brothers and sisters, God has a great love for us. And he's constantly calling us and saying, remain in my love. Not just for 1 hour on Sunday, not just for the weekend, but remain in my love 24/7. So that when I come, you may be able to come to me, to the kingdom of heaven. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.